When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Love Food Podcast is brought to you in partnership with my PCOS and Food Peace course. Finally, free yourself from endless PCOS fatigue, frustration, shame, and guilt. For PCOS sufferers who are tired of ineffective diets and unhelpful advice, join me on a PCOS and Food Peace journey that will change your life forever. Grab all the details at PCOSandFoodPeace.com. Say goodbye to the food police and hello to peace. Welcome to the Love Food Podcast, hosted by dietitian and food behavior expert, Julie Duffy Dillon. This authentically engineered series is in the form of a love letter, welcoming you to reconnect with food. Now pour a cup of coffee or a margarita and let's begin. Hi, and welcome to episode 256 of the Love Food Podcast. I'm Julie Duffy Dillon, registered dietitian and partner on your food peace journey. I am so glad you're here. Thank you for connecting today. How is your journey towards food peace going today? If you're wondering, what the hell is food peace? Well, it's this experience of rejecting diets because you have your own data, your own diet history that helps you to appreciate that diets don't work for you. And it's not because of you. It's because looking outside of us, there's this really shitty expectation to comply with how we appear and how we behave when how our body looks and how we eat. And that really is the problem. And it's coming to a place of having peace with all that. It's super complicated. It's messy. It's fucked up because you're not the one that needs to be fixed. Everything outside of us does. And the food peace journey is so much better when you're not alone, but I know many of you are. That's why I have this podcast. I used to work just with people one-on-one as they were recovering from their eating disorder or felt like they were at diet rock bottom. And they just felt so much shame. And what I would always tell my clients is like, I wish you could just be like a fly on the wall for the next seven clients that I'm meeting with today. So you could hear that like, they're saying the same thing. Y'all are going through the same thing. Even though you have different lived experiences, there's so much y'all have in common. And you all are carrying the same burden that does not belong to you. One of the things that I heard over and over again was this frustration with the exhaustion of trying to recover from an eating disorder or diet culture or both. And just like, it just felt like it was never, ever going to be, never going to end. Like the fight was always going to happen. I have a letter from someone today that honestly is a different kind of letter than I usually share. But every so often, I get letters from people who are expressing some gratitude and also giving a window into what the repair process has been for them. And not like it's all sunshine and roses. It's still really hard, but feeling like they're in a space where it's where they've always wanted to be. So I'm excited to share this letter with you and then share some of the important pieces that I think this letter highlights for those of you who are in a space in your food peace journey that feels really messy, maybe feels hopeless. I hope this does. give you that hope. There's three hopes in a row, so I hope it does give you more hope. And before we get to this episode's letter, a quick word from our sponsor. This episode of a Love Food podcast is brought to you by Ovofolic. What is Ovofolic? Well, I had that question too. But Ovofolic is a new to me inositol supplement. If you have PCOS and you have listened to podcasts on PCOS that I've been interviewed on, or you have done my course, you know that I talk all the time about inositol supplementation. We know that people with PCOS probably have a defect or deficiency with certain inositols, and that's what leads to insulin resistance, issues with ovulation, and higher androgen levels. Adding an inositol supplement to your PCOS regimen is something that for many people helps to improve ovulation, lower androgens, and lower insulin blood sugars, and even improve symptoms of anxiety. Recently, I jumped on the phone with Dr. Pari, one of the founders of the small company called Elon Healthcare that makes Ovofolic. She also sent me samples to try. I was so impressed with all that Elon Healthcare is doing. It's a small, women-owned and led company, not a big corporation. They love providing a personal touch. Dr. Pari responds to all customer emails herself. She also oversees every aspect of the manufacturing and the ingredients of Ovofolic. So I know not all inositol ingredients are the same. I really like knowing there's a choice in good quality inositol supplements with the recommended 40-to-1 ratio. Ovofolic has no taste or smell. I can totally vouch for that because I tried it myself. And of course, has these really high quality ingredients. Ovofolic comes in easy to carry single dose packets with, again, that 40-to-1 ratio. So you can feel rest assured that you're getting the recommended amount for the maximum therapeutic effect. So Ovofolic has a special offer for Love Food listeners. Use the coupon code FOODPEACE at checkout for 15% off. Go to elonhealthcare.ca and click on their product, Ovofolic. It's spelled O-V-O-F-O-L-I-C to learn more. Use code FOODPEACE, all one word, to get 15% off.
Did you know that every time you listen to an ad on this podcast, you help cover the cost of producing Find Your Food Voice? Thank you to our sponsor, Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense. Because of them, my team and I can continue our independent podcast. Equilibria is a women-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. It also promotes optimal vaginal pH. These probiotics were chosen because they are studied for women's health. And I love that you can subscribe. So if you find that Equilibria's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense helps you, you can subscribe so you don't have to think twice about running out and also save 25% off. I just started taking the Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense after a trip overseas that made my GI tract kind of funky. I am hoping that it helps make things just a little bit easier, easing back in. And also, as a woman in midlife, I'm always looking for ways to help with vaginal pH. If you are not in midlife yet, just be aware, it's a thing that is around the corner for you. So head to myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. All right, let's get back to the show.
All right, enough of all that. Let's get to this episode's letter. Dear Food, my body was picked apart at a young age, thus making me scared of you. I was hyper aware of anything I consumed at a developmental stage of my life. Instead of viewing you as nutrition and energy, it was always about the unhealthy versions of you, what to avoid, what to restrict, how to manipulate my appearance, and use food as the source. It took me 15 years to realize you are not the problem. Society and my environment are. I discovered the world of intuitive eating, and although it was terrifying at first, I will never look back. I have learned that you are here to provide me with energy to fuel my day, bring joy to my life, engage conversations, and so much more. My image has changed a lot through this process, but for once, I no longer stand in front of the mirror and pick apart everything I see. Thank you, food, for always being there for me, for sustaining my life, for helping me flourish. Yours truly, forever grateful. Hey there, Forever Grateful. Thank you so much for this note. As I mentioned in the introduction, I don't get many notes like this. And when I do, I think they're really, really important to share. It is really common to share the struggle, yet it's also really common, especially as a clinician, to no longer hear about what life is like as the struggle has more ease with it. So your letter is a wonderful window into the food peace journey for a lot of listeners as they're in the beginning or in the thick of it, they're in the messy, messy hard middle. Reading your letter or listening to your letter is something that's going to provide some insight. So we really appreciate it. Something that I gather, there's actually four things that I'm picking up from your letter that I want to highlight. And it's something that I want to mirror back to you, but I also want to share it because I think it's something that would be helpful for someone who's in the earlier stages of their food peace journey or is holding on to that oh so heavy shame that comes along with living and surviving the traumas of diet culture. So something I want to highlight first, number one, is that it takes time. You mentioned 15 years, and I appreciate acknowledging, 15 years. That's a long time. There's probably even a few listeners that haven't been alive that long. And, that is a really long time to be mending and attending and rejecting diet culture. But something that I have read, and I cannot find the citation. One day, even if it kills me, I will find the citation. But I have learned through, I remember it was at a conference I went to, a researcher sharing some research about recovering from binge eating disorder on average takes 7 to 14 years. And, letter writer, you don't mention eating disorder specifically, but for many people listening, they identify having an eating disorder like binge eating disorder. I've read research for anorexia and bulimia nervosa that on average it takes 4 to 7 years. And honestly, the people that I've worked with one-on-one over the years, they were more aligned with the 7 to 14 years like binge eating disorder. And I think the reason why eating disorder recovery, for whichever kind, whichever type you have, the reason why it takes so long is because we live in a world that hasn't recovered or even named their own eating disorder yet. You are trying to recover into a world that is pushing eating disorders as a way to stay relevant, to quote unquote, be healthy, and to have access, honestly. So it's not something that is just doing this magic kind of potion or following these quick steps, following this recipe, and you will be recovering. It is something that takes time. And I also appreciate that the more people you have around you, the more relationships you have with people who are aligning against diet culture and have identities like your own will help this process. I don't know if it makes it any shorter, but witnessing other people's food peace journey, it appears like the more support someone has and relationships, and also, again, people who they identify with, they can see themselves in another person in relationship also rejecting diets mean a lot. So that's the first thing I want to mention. So if you're earlier on in your food peace journey or you're in the messy middle and you're like, why is this taking me so fucking long? And you think you're doing it wrong, take it from this letter writer. This is it. This is the journey. You're not doing it wrong. All right. So number two, this letter writer mentions that this is really, really exciting, but equally scary. It is very, very scary to reject diets. And as I say this, it really depends on what kind of life you're living, how much support you have, like we were mentioning before, but also how the world reacts to your body. If you are Black, if you are queer, if you're disabled, or your intersections of those, if you're trans, if you have an identity that is not thin, white, cis, and able-bodied, you know, this food peace journey is going to have a lot more elevation. It's going to have a lot more twists and turns. And saying everyone has the same journey is total bullshit. So it's going to be scarier depending on who you are and again, how the world reacts to you. So I think it's important, although really shitty to mention that, but I think it's really important to mention it because again, if you are having a hard time in different spaces and you don't notice other people going through the same thing, is they may not be facing the same obstacles and your journey actually may be harder. So the more, again, the more people you can connect with that have gone through similar things, I really observe that helps the journey. And those of us who have access, that have more privilege, that's where we need to reach out figuratively, maybe even literally, reach our hand out and help others to have more access. And I think that's one way to make it less scary for other people in our community. Okay, so that was the second one. Let's go to number three. So the third thing, letter writer, forever grateful. The third thing that I read in your letter that I think is probably one of the, or maybe I'll even say the most important part that I wish everyone, like if I had a magic wand and could go bibbidi boppity boo or something and just wave a wand, and magically allow something just to be present in someone's brain, it's to flip the script. So much of living in diet culture has trained us that we need to fix our body, that we independently need to follow this exact recipe, and we are the problem. We need to fit in and we need to comply. What if that's the thing we just need to call out as utter bullshit? What I read in your letter, Forever Grateful, is that you came to a place where you did flip the script. You said you realized that you're not the problem. You don't need to be fixed, letter writer, as you said, and same with you, listener. You are not the problem. You don't need to be fixed. Why I think this is like the key of all keys, or again, like if I had a magic wand, I wish everyone connected to this truth. The reason why this is so important is it shifts the attention in such a powerful way. It doesn't fix it. It doesn't like cure anything, but it shifts the attention. And I hope you know, I'm not the super mindset person. This is not what I'm talking about. I actually think mindset really pushes that individualization narrative that I don't support. Mindset has its place, but I don't think it's end all be all. But flipping the script to really appreciate that, like, yeah, I don't need to be fixed. I'm not the problem. The world has the problem. White supremacy is the problem. Anti-fat bias is the problem. Access. We need more access. That's the problem. Like naming all of those things. What I notice happening when I sit with other people on their journey and read through these letters and hearing, well, I guess I read, you know, reading through your letter, Forever Grateful, is it really by shifting the attention, it provides space to repair shame's deep wound. you know, the deep wound that diet culture has just been picking at and promoting and continuously hurting you and telling you you have to carry this wound. And by shifting the attention, it really starts to chip away at that shame. And again, allows you to start to repair that wound that comes from that shame, that heavy burden. So if you're listening and you are early in your food peace journey, I want to say to you, you don't need to be fixed. What around you, if you could name it right now, what around you needs to be fixed? Take a few minutes, really consider different parts of your life, the people you interact with, what you notice in your world, what really needs to be fixed, and how much ease would that bring you on this journey? Keep coming back to that. That is like so important every day to connect with that truth. Because again, we live in a world where it hasn't even recovered or named its own eating disorder yet. So it's really important to continue to connect with that truth. Okay, so let's move on to the fourth and final note that we can take from Forever Grateful's note. The thing I really want you to keep in mind for those of you new to the food peace journey, or those of you who are in a space of really struggling with where you're at right now, maybe you're stuck in a really hard spot and have been stuck there for a long time, and it just feels like you're constantly one step forward, two steps back. This journey is not black and white. I will even go ahead and go against my black and whiteness here and say it is never black and white. There's some irony in that, right? Because I'm being black and white about not being black and white, because having the experience of really thinking there was a right way or a wrong way to move along your food peace journey is something that will just ping or be like a tap on the shoulder to reconnect you with that shame. The reality is there's no right or wrong. And again, like I've been saying, we live in diet culture. So you have to make hundreds and hundreds of decisions every single day about your eating, and the hundreds and hundreds of decisions every day about how you're going to think about your body, how you're going to think about other people's bodies, and how are you going to move your body. Like, these are thousands of decisions now that you're making every single day. And so all of them correct. I wish you could see my face. Because all of them correct? Well, no. And what does that even mean? What is even correct? We don't know. So I notice as a person feels like they're slipping or they're making a mistake or however they're framing it, it feels like they're going backwards on their journey because they feel like, well, what the fuck? What the fuck effect has some power to it? And what I encourage you to experiment with, if this is ringing true for you, when you feel yourself saying, or you hear yourself saying, what the fuck, whatever, just throwing your hands up, call it out. Like, ooh, that's some black and white thinking there. It's really important to call it out, just like we call it diet culture, because that is going to help you to keep moving forward. Okay, so I see food has written back. Forever Grateful, thank you so much for this note. So important, so powerful. And listener, I hope these four kind of things that I'm taking from this letter help you today, wherever you are on your food peace journey. Before we get to Food's letter, this episode of A Love Food Podcast was brought to you by my PCOS and Food Peace course. You can get to all the details at pcosandfoodpeace.com. The Love Food Podcast is also sponsored by Ovofolic, a new way to get inositol supplements for those of you with PCOS. If you are looking for 15% off, you can get that by going to elonhealthcare.ca/discount/foodpeace. Just for Love Food listeners, you get 15% off with the coupon code foodpeace. Remember, Elon is spelled E-L-A-N. Go to elonhealthcare.ca/discount/foodpiece. There's also a link for you in the show notes. Lastly, if you enjoyed this episode of A Love Food Podcast, I would love it so much if you could leave a rating or review, subscribe, or share an episode. Doing any of those acts of kindness really, really, really does help the show grow. And I thank you in advance. Okay, so enough of all of that. Until next time, take care. Dear Forever Grateful, thank you. We have a history that was harmed early on. Repairing our relationship has taken so much work and time, so much nuance with no right or wrong. We are glad you kept naming the real enemies, white supremacy and anti-fat bias. As you continue this journey, let's continue to build support to help you keep on moving forward and help others at the same time. Love Food. Thank you for listening. I am Julie Duffy Dillon, and this is a Love Food Podcast. Do you want access to more food peace? Jump on over to my website and join my email list. There, I share exclusive content that I don't share anywhere else. Get access to these tips and strategies by going to juliedillonrd.com/sign up. And I look forward to seeing you here next week for another episode of the Love Food Podcast. Take care.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.